For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandari. President Trump is threatening to deport millions of undocumented immigrants. In a pair of tweets last night, Trump said that Immigration and Customs Enforcement would next week, quote, begin the process of removing the millions of illegal aliens who have illicitly found their way into the United States. They will be removed as fast as they come in, Trump tweeted. An administration official said the effort would focus on the more than 1 million people who've been issued final deportation orders by federal judges but remain at large in the country. It's unusual for law enforcement agencies to announce raids before they take place. Trump's announcement appears aimed at creating a buzz in advance of the formal launch of his reelection bid tonight at a campaign rally in Orlando, Florida. U.S. officials say the Pentagon is sending about 1,000 additional U.S. troops to the Middle East, part of the ratcheting up of U.S. military presence in the region. Officials say the deployment includes what they call security forces and troops for additional surveillance and intelligence gathering in the region. The troops are part of a broader military package of options that were laid out late last month, totaling as many as 10,000 forces, Patriot missile batteries, aircraft, and ships. The latest decision comes as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other top officials reach out to leaders in Asia and Europe to convince them that Iran was behind attacks on shipping in the Gulf. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said his country does not want war with the United States.
American efforts in the region to cut our relations with the world and isolate Iran have all been unsuccessful. If certain companies in some countries don't want to cooperate with us because of U.S. pressure, we condemn America for this. We don't want war with any nation. Those facing us are a group of politicians with little experience.
Senator Bernie Sanders said in a statement on Friday that attacks on oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman are unacceptable and must be fully investigated, but he said the incident must not be used as a pretext for a war with Iran, which Sanders said would be an unmitigated disaster for the U.S., Iran, the region, and the world. Sanders said he was also reminding President Trump there is no congressional authorization for war with Iran. Russia's UN ambassador protested the U.S. escalating what he called aggressive, accusatory rhetoric, saying the U.S. was artificially fueling anti-Iranian sentiment. Egypt's first and only democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, was buried under heavy security early this morning. Morsi's son said security agencies refused to allow Morsi to be buried at the family's cemetery in his hometown in Sharqiya province, and instead had him buried at a Cairo cemetery dedicated to prominent Islamists. Morsi collapsed and died inside a Cairo courtroom. He had been in prison since being overthrown in a military coup 6 years ago. The Muslim Brotherhood, which Morsi once led, accused the government of assassinating him through years of poor prison conditions. The group demanded an international investigation into Morsi's death and called on Egyptians to protest outside Egyptian embassies across the world. Hong Kong's embattled leader apologized for an unpopular extradition bill that drew massive protests of up to 2 million people. Carrie Lam indicated it will not be revived during the current legislative session.
People have expressed in a peaceful and rational manner their concerns about the Fugitive Offenders Ordinance and their dissatisfaction and disappointment with the government, especially me. For this, I offer my most sincere apology to all people of Hong Kong.
But Lam did not formally retract the legislation, which would allow some suspects to face trial in mainland Chinese courts. She also said she hoped to finish her term, shrugging off calls for her resignation with repeated requests for another chance. Police used tear gas, steel batons, and rubber-coated steel bullets against protesters during scuffles outside government headquarters last week. Hong Kong pro-democracy lawmakers like Claudia Mo said they weren't satisfied with Lam's public apology. Mo said the public has no trust or confidence in her.
She acknowledged herself that it's all a question of trust and confidence in her administration, which have become completely non-existent.
Separately, Joshua Wong, the student leader of the 2014 protest, demanded that Lam step down. He said she had created a governance crisis and called her apology fake. In Berlin, Germany, city leaders are proposing a 5-year rent freeze in response to dramatically skyrocketing rents and a shortage of affordable housing. Rents have nearly doubled in Berlin in the past 8 years. I'm Eileen Alfandari. You're listening to Sojourner Truth on Pacifica Radio.